Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Oh, it's so bad.
And will you let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It's a WIP afternoon show.
Wow.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Good job, Justin.
What twang.
Yeah.
Hold me now.
Perfect.
We are at the Red October Rally at Stateside Live at the Sports
that
Complex.
Awesome.
Well done, Justin and Owen. If you heard a little extra voice and an extra twang in that, Justin from Tennessee made his way up early.
Yes.
He came up to go to the Birds game on Sunday, then see us at Chickies on Monday. We will not be there because we'll be at the ballpark.
Yep.
So they got up here early. Sang Creed with us.
Love it.
You can hear the twang in it there, fella. I almost started singing it the same way he did.
So did I.
Because I heard him doing it.
I know. It's crazy.
It's
Spike.
Crazy.
That's actually
it's
pretty good.
I was, how that happens.
I was more excited than a puppy with two peers. And
I didn't know what to do with it.
Didn't know what to do with either one of them.
We're in.
Well, I tell you.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yep. No.
Are we doing the 9-9 challenge?
I brought that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Dude, what are you kidding me?
Come on,
nine
Spike.
Beers?
Nine glizzies?
First of all.
That's what I was thinking about.
I could eat.
Which is tougher, nine beers or nine glizzies?
Nine glizzies.
No, nine beers. I could eat nine hot dogs easy.
Nah. You don't even eat meat.
But
if you could.
If I did, I could eat nine hot dogs easy. Yeah.
Those aren't. What is those? Those aren't pint beers, though, right?
They look a little smaller.
They're probably 12-ouncers, right?
They look like these.
So it's like 12, like 9, 12-ounce cans of beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could chug those down.
No. Maybe in my younger days. Not now. Three, I'll be out. I'll be done.
Dude, you'd be all right.
No.
Just give it a shot.
Nine beers? I couldn't drink nine beers in a month.
Yeah, you know this dude is one drink.
Yeah, come on, man. You've seen me.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how emotional I would get after nine beers?
I love you guys.
I'd be kissing you guys.
You guys are my best friend.
Yeah, all right.
No, it's great. It's beautiful. I love when you get that.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like it.
I do. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like when someone changes, you know, it's good.
I'm always I guess not always, yeah. All right, you want to give our picks for the weekend? Is it picks time? Let's do it.
It's time. You guys were hot last week. Spike, a little 4-0, got back in the race, back in the mix.
What am I for the season?
You are 7-9 year to date.
Okay, all right. That's acceptable.
Ike went 3-1, 7-9 year to date, and I was 2-2, 8-7-1 on the year.
Oh, I went one game behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Here it comes. So do I go first because I was 4-0?
Yeah,
sure.
You get the honors.
All right. I like Kostos, like the Bills, -8 over the Patriots. Bills are a machine right now at home against the Patriots. I think the Patriots stink. I know everybody likes Mike Vrabel. Everybody likes Drake May. Bah, 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 bah. Bills -8. I think they win by 2 touchdowns. I actually have the Saints -1.5 over the Giants. Saints at home. I am the one person in America that thinks the Saints are a little frisky. Honestly, the Giants don't have Malik Nabers.
It's a wrap.
They won that game by the skin of their teeth last week. I know they play so scared, that team, offensively from a coaching standpoint. I think the Saints are going to win this game easy. I think they'll win by a touchdown. I don't know how the Giants are going to score without Malik Nabers. So I have the Saints -1.5 over the Giants. I have the Colts giving up 6.5 over the Raiders. Colts lose their first game of the year last year, but they are a legit team. the Colts. So I have the Colts at home, laying 6.5 over the Raiders. This is the toughest Eagles game for me to call all year. So I am doing the classic Philly hedge. I have the Eagles 21-20 over the Broncos.
There it is.
Not covering.
There it is.
I have no idea. So that is my hedge right there. I'm saying the Eagles are going to win, but not cover. So those are my picks.
All right, I like them. Nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, he took a layup with the Bills and the Saints.
If it was a layup,
yeah, it's okay.
Go put $1 million on a layup, guy.
Nothing's that easy okay. of a layup.
All right.
All right, but I'm going Colts -6.5 versus the Raiders with you. I do like that. Daniel Jones and the boys, they bounce back. I think this game is at home. Quite frankly, Geno, I don't know what the hell Geno's been doing, but it ain't been playing well. So I'll take the Colts -6.5 over the Raiders. And then I'm going with the Seahawks. Sneaky Seahawks team out there in the West. Sam Darnold, not playing too bad. That coach, what is his name? Mike McDaniels. Same thing. He's got that ball club playing well. I'll take them -4.5 over the Bucs. Now, that's a tough game going out there to the West after a tough loss last week for the Bucs. Yeah, I'll take Seattle -4.5 at home.
It's 3 on FanDuel.
Is it -3 on FanDuel?
Mm-hmm. So that's the line.
I always use the ESPN thing. Okay, fine. So it's -3.
It's better right. anyway.
So give me the Seahawks -3 versus the Bucs. All right, then I'll take the Chargers -3.5 versus the Commanders. Jaden Daniels is coming back. But the Chargers, that was an embarrassing loss last week versus the Giants. And as much as I don't like Jim Harbaugh, I love his brother, John Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh's a damn good coach. They bounce back, get a W this week. And then I'm taking the Eagles. They're covering 27-21. It won't be pretty, but it will be effective. That's our motto. We go to 5-0. Go Birds!
Go Birds.
All right, so the Lions 2.5 on the Chargers, too. So that helps you out on FanDuel. I checked like an hour ago.
Okay.
So I'm taking the Chargers -2.5 as well versus Washington.
Every week you take the Chargers every week.
I will.
He does.
Yeah. It was a bad game last week, but they bounced back this one. I'm taking the Pats +8.5. I'm taking them against the Bills.
And they're at home, right?
I believe are at home.
I think the Pats are at home.
Yeah. That's
my motto.
A lot of points for a
divisional opponent on the road.
I'm checking the line. Wait a minute. You just said it was a layup.
Well, that's just because you picked it.
Oh, okay. All right. Just making sure.
Well, you
sure.
picked the Bills.
Yes.
But he picked.
Oh, yeah. It is 8.5. So I got to give 8.5. Damn it. Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah. You're saying it's all right. It's my bet.
Well, I want to make sure.
Yeah. It's 8.5.
Sorry. It's in Buffalo. So
yes.
So
it's in Buffalo.
I actually thought the line.
Oh, then that's why it's 8.5.
Yeah.
I thought the line should have been a little higher, frankly. So the fact that it's kind
line's
of,
telling you something?
A little smelling. Okay. Anyway, and then I'm taking the Seahawks -3. With the Bucks. Listen, the Seahawks have been off since last Thursday.
Yep.
So Bucks traveling east to west.
Still missing Mike Evans, I believe.
Yep.
Banged up.
And I think Bucky Irvin might not play.
He's out. I was impressed by Darnold. I really was in the last time I saw him play. So and then I'll take the Eagles not covering but winning 20-17.
There we go. The Philly hedge.
Yep.
The Philly hedge. Yep. There are the picks. We haven't done very much Eagles today, but Nick Sirianni did speak to the media. Buzz, is the question in this audio, or should we say what the question was before we play it?
Say what the question was.
So the question was, what is the relationship like between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown? So here is Nick Sirianni was asked, what is the relationship like between Jalen, something to the effect of, what is the relationship like between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown?
Just, you know, always trying to get on the same page, always trying to do what they need to do to go out there and perform, whether that's in the meeting room, talking through things in the meeting room, whether that's, you know, out on the practice field, getting, you know, the looks of practice, but then also the extra reps on the side. So, you know, I just see two guys that are great pros that, you know, care deeply about winning and they know that, you know, the way they perform, it dictates winning and losing. And, you know, they work hard. They work very hard at that together to put the best product out on the field that we can.
That is old Nick. That's not new Nick. That's old Nick. This whole thing brings out old Nick when they ask the question.
Has to.
Yeah.
It's tough for him.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, got to be sick of it, man.
Well, he can't sit there and tell us how they're best of friends that and the other. So, you know, he's trying not to add any fuel to what's going on out there right now. I don't know what to say about that whole situation, man. Is that except that they need to get it together?
Yeah,
that's
it's
all.
Enough.
That's all I could say is that they need to get it together.
Yeah, it's enough. I think if we're sick of hearing about it, mm-hmm. can you imagine in the locker room that and the coaches most specifically?
Yeah.
You know, thinking to themselves, "Come, guys, you know, we're trying to win a Super Bowl here. You know, whatever this is, figure it out. You know, we're having a hard enough time figuring out the offense as it is."
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'll say this. I look at that game last week, and they look pretty good in the first half. I know Mike said that there were some things they got away with.
Mayock, yeah.
In the first half. And that may be true, but they still look good. They look good against the blitz. Jalen looked like he was just spreading the ball around. And then all of a sudden they come out in the second half, and it just looks like they're trying to force feed A.J. Brown the ball in the second half. I don't know any other way to describe that. They threw the ball 8 times, and I think 5 of them went to A.J. So they clearly were trying to get him the ball, even though they were up. And I say this to say, just go out there and run your game plan. Yeah. Let Jalen go through his progressions, get the ball where it's supposed to go, and it'll find you when it's supposed to find you. In all seriousness, now you're trying to win football games. This can't be about let's acquiesce to AJ just to make him happy at the expense of winning football games. Like there is an argument to be made switching up in the game plan from whatever they did in that first half. And I don't want to hear about zone and blitz. I don't want to hear about that nonsense. Yeah, I don't want to hear that. That's all convenient excuses. It seems like the offense stalled because they weren't doing what they did in the first half.
Yes, to an extent, yeah.
And if you're going to tell me that all happened just because the team switched to zone.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On defense, then well, guess what we're going to see every week?
Yes.
If it has this type of impact on us that we can't adjust and we can't figure out how to get first downs and move the ball, then we're going to see this every week. So I'll just say, man, just when something is clicking and is working, stick with it. Stick with it. You can't – if everything is about winning football games, then that's what you have to do. Win the football game.
And if those guys are good enough, the ball will find them.
Yes!
You know what I mean? The ball will find them. And it goes back to, you know, Jalen threw – there were a couple of big ones they should have had to AJ that were missed throws. It's okay. You're going to miss throws.
He should have threw better balls. I agree with that.
But people – quarterbacks throw bad passes. Great quarterbacks throw bad passes. That can't be the end of the world.
Here's also why I'm saying that, because I think there is – an indirect or direct effect on the quarterback when he has to think about that. When he has to think about, I have to get the ball over here or this person is not going to be happy. And then it's going to be a story next week. Like, that has to impact Jalen as well. And that affects how he plays the quarterback position. And I don't think that's fair to him. Like, it's one thing to coach him up and the ball is supposed to go a certain place and you know, he needs to put better ball placement out there at times. I get that. But I would have to imagine if I'm him, this is also irritating and agitating to me as a player.
Sure. Like but he has to think about that
hard,
every time
it's
he drops
hard enough
back.
To play quarterback in this league already.
You have to think so quick. And if there's an extra thing going through your mind that is, oh, no, I don't throw it to him this time.
Or even worse, predetermining this is what you're going to do regardless of what the defense does.
Right.
I'm throwing the ball to AJ here regardless of what the defense does.
Yep.
And some of those throws, and I can be like you with a little reckless speculation, who's to say Jalen wasn't irritated by this whole thing?
Right. And said, you know, we're up by enough.
Yeah. Why am I, like, I'm just saying, he doesn't look happy standing up there having to answer these questions when he knows that this is somehow being pointed at him as he's the issue.
Yep. I agree with you.
That can't feel good, man. It can't feel good. And the quarterback needs to be in the right frame of mind. Come on, man. It's QB1.
Get it together. Gary and Vineland.
Tighten up.
Buttercup.
What's going on? I'm about
What's up,
to watch
Gary?
The first victory of the weekend, Friday, football.
Yeah.
The high school kids are going to win in the Phillies and then the Eagles. It's going to be a great weekend.
All right.
Well, it better be a great week. Yeah,
great take, Gary.
Yeah. What else you got?
Yeah, what else you got, buddy?
You want to do a little Eagles chant,
though? I got the what's your parlay chant?
Uh-oh.
What's your parlay is pretty good. Oh, I do like where's
your
bookie. Where's your There's going to be a lot of gambling
references.
I just want – if you remember when Tim Lincecum pitched here in 2010, you know, the dirt, like, hippie thing they had going on all those signs.
How do you remember that?
I remember everything. And I wrote a book, ringthebellbook.com. Anyway, but – you know,
He forgot his books today.
I did forget my books today, and I forgot to bring one from Middleton.
Wow.
But regardless
– I didn't see – I thought DeCamera was supposed to be selling books.
Yeah, I told him – yeah. I mean, okay. He also docked.
Okay.
But then remember the bond sign in left field? In 2006, I believe it was.
Barry Bonds sign
in left
field. Yes.
But, you know, Ruth did it on hot dogs and beer. How did you do it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all time. Tomorrow,
that's a good one.
Tomorrow's could reach epic proportions.
Do you think people will bring that stuff up to Ohtani with chants and stuff? I don't think they will.
Which stuff? The bookie stuff?
Yeah.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, dude, they did it with, Ozuna when he was here in 23.
I guess it wasn't that long ago with Ohtani, but it feels that way. It just doesn't feel top of mind for people.
Well, again, the fans enter that ballpark in the playoffs trying to...
Yeah, with something.
Creating, like, an edge. Yeah. And they think they impact the outcome of the game. And I believe that they try to find any little thing they can use to try to get in players' heads. And I believe that is a big one for Ohtani.
We got
to
ask... Because Devin will have the opportunity to ask Shohei Ohtani questions, right? Because she is...
Translator.
Scoops. Well, she'll ask that is...
Well, that's what I mean.
It has to be, who do you have money on in tonight's game?
No.
We want her to keep her job.
Yes.
Way to go, Spice.
She'd be a star.
They run Devin out of that dugout so fast.
He already talked. I mean, he's talking today.
How about if Devin just screams blood in his face?
Yeah, just randomly screaming blood. That's how we do things
on
this show.
Yeah, we do that as well.
Yeah.
All right, Gary.
That'll freak Joey out. Hey, man, have a great weekend.
All right, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, we're going to win tomorrow, Gary. Then we're going to win on Sunday.
Then we're going to win on Monday. Show's going to be wild on Tuesday.
Dude, if we get 3 wins in 3 days.
Oh, come on.
My goodness. Even if they win tomorrow, Eagles win on Sunday, show on Monday is going to be
wild.
Electric.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
That's
a good question.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. I will say, I got to give you credit, Spike.
Oh, for actually asking Mr. Middleton?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
I give you credit.
And he seemed
way more open to it than I thought.
Yeah, he said, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, Jack perked up like, hold on.
Yep.
I was expecting to be like, all right, we'll see, whatever. He was very much like.
Bought into it.
Yeah.
Look, I might ask Trey Turner softball questions about candy. But if there's a question about Jack to be asked, a hard question, even to the owner of a sports team, I will ask that question.
That's great.
Yep. What's next?
It did throw off the whole beginning of the show.
We bounced back.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
That was on me.
Yeah.
You left your glasses in the car.
Yeah, and I was rattled.
Okay. Yes. All right. Yeah. I said the mic wasn't up. Yeah.
It was a limp mic.
What did we got? Amaro here again?
Yeah.
What's nice?
I'm going to get to a cookout one of these days.
That's actually a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I started early with Hugh today, too.
Really?
Because he was like, brought some movie reference that I didn't know.
Candyman.
But that's not a cookie. That's just a horror movie.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not, strictly for the delegation.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know if I was in the...
No, Candyman's not a black-white thing. It's a horror movie.
Okay, well, he made it seem like it was a delegation.
Because the killer is black.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. What, in the... Yeah.
Hugh loves when he gets me.
Yeah.
With those.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys seem like you're in a good place now.
No, we're friends.
They sort of found their little happy medium.
I think Hugh now sees it. It's like...
Oh, that guy's harmless.
Yeah, he's just...
He's a pain in the ass.
He's just
Jack.
He's just Jack, yeah.
What's next?
Because you got Rube's job.
Yes. Well, I do. Every time Rebel barks when I don't want him to, I scream at him, I'm going to send you back to Aruba.
Nice. Classy.
And by the way, that doesn't even sound like a punishment. Sounds awesome.
Why'd you rob him?
Why'd you bring him over here?
He's living a good life. Now he's got winter.
Yep.
Aruba's the one off of South Carolina, right?
No, stop.
You don't really think
that's Myrtle
that's Bermuda.
Beach. Huh?
That's Bermuda. Bermuda's the one off South Carolina, right?
Oh, you mean out in the ocean?
Yeah.
Like well, they're all out there.
I know, but the there's Caribbean. One off.
Aruba's down, yes.
So Aruba's in the Caribbean?
Yes.
Okay. I was getting Aruba and Bermuda.
They sound alike.
Mixed up.
What's next?
It was right on the tip of my tongue.
That was a moment.
It was a moment.
It was.
He was looking directly at you.
I'm not always an Eisman.
Yeah, I started fluttering.
It was just like,
we wanted to win it for you.
I was like, this is a pressure moment.
And then, by the way, how could he say no to the first pitch after that?
Yeah.
Well, it seemed like we planned it that way.
Like, you know what that was? That was like when D-Wade fed LeBron.
Yeah, that was teamwork.
Yep.
That was teamwork.
Just laying the groundwork.
What did you feel like as I was setting up that question, by the
way? Well, I was like, how's he going to answer? I always feel bad because with Trey earlier.
Yeah.
You know.
I was just waiting on what the answer was going to be.
I know.
Like.
And he gave a great answer.
Yeah, he did.
Because Trey earlier, you know, we talked about, I asked him a question, and Jillio set it up with, Jack's here. You know him well. And I was
today?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I said to Trey, I was like, Trey, I know you had to video the hostage. You were a hostage to do that video before the camera thing.
Wishing you good luck.
Yeah, wishing me good luck. So I appreciate that. And then asked him a real question.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the guys.
You and Trey.
Just building a bond, man.
Totally normal friend relationship.
Yeah.
What's next?
You were ready to blame.
How did anybody know that Jack, who is writing these texts?
that was a real one.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know how they heard it. It wasn't that loud.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You could have seen it on YouTube, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess.
Maybe that's what it was.
Wasn't my fault.
No.
What's next?
I couldn't hear him.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening today.
What a show. What a show.
Thank you to the folks at Stateside and Stateside Live, of course. This is so proud that this is Stateside Live now for having us for the Red October Rally. Hopefully there are several more Red October rallies and celebrations throughout the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Longest October
ever.
Since 22.
Y'all want to go over to the NBA YoungBoy concert with me?
No.
So is he a player?
In the NBA?
No. No.
Come on, man. It's the slime concert.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Nah, I just know everybody's wearing like slime, some sort of green.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a world.
Yeah.
That's not even – I'm familiar with a lot of the delegation stuff. That is a world. That's a young.
That's the young delegation young there too. Delegation. Yeah, that's young. Those are young people.
Yeah, not me. Not me. Nope.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to John Middleton for joining us today. Ruben Amaro, Tom McCarthy, as well as Jesus Lizardo. We will talk to you Monday. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go Birds!
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.